You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground IPSY, our partnership with Concentrate Media, sharing positive stories about Ypsilanti. And joining us now is Sarah Rigg, Project Manager for On the Ground IPSY. Hi, Sarah. How are you doing?
Hi, Lisa. It's good to be back.
Sarah is joining us to give voice to her next online story. And what will you be writing about this week, and who else is joining us now to talk about that?
I wrote about a new pilot program that's a collaboration between many different parties, including Engage at EMU and Washtenaw Community College, but several other partners in terms of funding and execution of the program, that is looking to create a pipeline to get people who work in child care their child development certificate without having to put themselves in debt while they upgrade their certification. I have with me Caroline Sanders from Engage at EMU. This was her brainchild, even though it involves many different partners. This was her brainchild, so she could tell you more about it.
Welcome, Caroline. Tell us about this idea.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Lisa, for having me, and Sarah for just being a constant media partner. I work for the Office of Engage at Eastern Michigan University, and we have a relationship with the Ann Arbor YMCA, and they deliver child care at Chapel Elementary, which is a YCS property. And we were having some difficulties making sure that we had people to help the Y staff those classrooms. So I basically reached out to a number of area partners, and I'll name them: Ypsilanti Community Schools, the YMCA, the Family Empowerment Program, which is also housed under the Office of Engage, Washtenaw Community College, Michigan Works Southeast, specifically the Harriet Street location, and my office got together over a year ago. So we've been planning this over a year, and we decided that we could sort of create a pipeline that would encourage early childhood workers to obtain, at minimum, their certification in early childhood development. Washtenaw has that program. It is a credit-bearing certificate that can be completed in a year. It is offered completely online, also in seat, but completely online. And at the end of the coursework, which is credit-bearing, they take an examination. And if they pass that examination, they receive their certificate, and it allows them to begin to create a stackable education and workforce credential. So on that certificate, they can then transfer that into an associate's degree and then to a bachelor's. And so it's an opportunity. It's approximately $2,000 per participant. And we were blessed to find funding with Michigan Works. They have some programs that if people are eligible, they would help cover the cost of that tuition. So it's no out-of-pocket cost to the participants. And if they are not able to be sponsored by Michigan Works, I received approval from the Washtenaw County Commissioners. They have granted us approximately $30,000 for the first 2 years of this pilot to put people through the program, as well as partnerships with University of Michigan Credit Union and Lake Trust Credit Union. And I want to be clear, because I don't want to have any hard feelings. Lake Credit Union was the first to commit to helping support a participant go through the program. It is truly a collaborative effort on the part of everyone, and it is a win-win. So if you are a high school student in IPSY Community Schools, you can apply for the programs at Michigan Works first, and they may pay for you to go through the credentialing program. If not, we can use some of the funding that we got from the other three funding sources. And so it costs the participants nothing. There are two requirements outside of the normal eligibility for, you know, getting admitted to Washtenaw. The two requirements are that you do have to fill out a FAFSA, but we are discouraging loans.
What community needs will this pilot program fill?
So multiple. It will help provide people with an employable credential. So those that may not be working but like to work with children. This would make them eligible for employment. It also helps families that want to make sure when they place a child in a daycare facility here in Washtenaw County, that they have a stronger opportunity to have people working in those centers that are credentialed, that understand the stages of child development.
Is there a shortage of people doing that?
I don't know that there's a shortage per se, but you don't have to have this credential to get a job in a child care facility. So, but you can apply to work at any child care facility, and it's not necessary, you don't have to have this credential. But what it is it's also an alternative way of encouraging and introducing people to the field of teaching. Because it's stackable, you start with that, you continue to work as you do the program because it's online, but you also have an opportunity, maybe you want to open up your own child care facility. At minimum, you do need that credential if you want to open up your own child care facility.
And you were able to obtain some funding to make that possible for more people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the county commissioners, I believe I'm putting words in their mouth, but they saw this as a across the county initiative workforce issue. So it's also quality child care, right? People need quality child care. If you're trying to attract people to come live and work in your community, most people are looking at the schools and looking for places that they can entrust their children's care. And so it is a way of assisting without them having asked, but we are assisting all child care centers because these graduates, if they don't already work for the child care centers, they will be seeking employment there. So participants are required to work 1 year after they complete the program in a child care facility. And then they can go wherever they want or stay there.
And it's up and running and ready to go?
We have one person that has already been admitted. We had two people before we even finalized all of this go through the program, and one of them actually received a promotion at the YMCA. So she should be done this year. We have 10 interested people since the press release hit 2 weeks ago. We have a capacity right now of 20 people per year. We're asking Michigan Works to fund 10, and then the other 10 would be funded by the external funding sources, including Washtenaw County. So we are hoping to be able to produce at minimum 40 graduates from this program in the first 2 years of this pilot. Of course, we want the program to be sustainable.
And Sarah Rigg will be reading more about that in your On the Ground IPSY article this week.
Yeah, absolutely. I not only talked to Caroline, but I also talked to Beth Marshall at WCC about why they, you know, thought it was important to be part of the collaboration here. And more details about that in the article, yes.
Sarah Rigg, Caroline Sanders, thanks for talking to us on this edition of On the Ground IPSY.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks.